It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll talk to U.S. Representative Ron Kind to get his take on President Trump's budget proposal and how it could affect rural Wisconsin.
First, the U.S. Supreme Court announced today that it would take up Wisconsin's partisan redistricting case. The court also granted a stay requested by Attorney General Brad Schimmel so that the state doesn't have to redraw maps while the case is being considered. Here's an election law professor, Rick Hassan, from the University of California, Irvine.
It's the most important partisan gerrymandering case the court will have considered in at least a decade. And what the court decides in Wisconsin is likely to affect the entire country. I believe this is the last real opportunity for the Supreme Court to rein in partisan gerrymandering.
Sean Johnson joins us now. He's the Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean, thanks for coming in.
Hey, Veronica.
Well, Sean, why is this case, as we just heard, seen as being so important?
It's important both in Wisconsin and nationally. So, I mean, in Wisconsin, the reasons are pretty, apparent. You know, the map that we have right now on which legislators run, the way that we divvy up our state into 33 Senate districts, 99 Assembly districts, is being challenged in this case. And if it's struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, the court would essentially be telling the legislature, you got to start over and you got to draw a map that's more competitive, that essentially gives Democrats a better chance to win. And then if you're looking at nationally, this is, this would be, if it were upheld, the first time the U.S. Supreme Court had upheld a partisan gerrymandering lawsuit. And so what that means is you'd see lawsuits like the one that was filed in Wisconsin filed all over the country. And that's particularly significant right now because you had a number of legislative maps that were drawn after the 2010 elections by Republicans in that year, 2011.
And Sean, there are other cases like this out there. Why did the Supreme Court take the Wisconsin case over all of those?
Yeah, so there are a lot. I mean, redistricting cases are pretty normal. You know, you can almost bank on it that when there's a legislative plan enacted or any kind of redistricting dispute, it's going to go to federal court. A federal court redistricting challenge automatically gets appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. So, you know, that's not unusual. Typically, though, when those cases are brought, they're brought on different grounds. Maybe a racial gerrymandering case is a pretty common one, for example. This is a partisan gerrymandering case. And so essentially what it's saying or what it's challenging is what everybody kind of knows exists out there but isn't quite sure how to measure it. So it's saying that in Wisconsin's case, there was too much partisanship, that Wisconsin was sort of the poster child for how much is too much when it comes to partisan gerrymandering cases.
And in other news, we mentioned a bit earlier, the court also granted a stay to stop the requirement to redraw the legislative maps that was supposed to have been done by a lower court by November 1st. What do you read into that?
It's a significant ruling because, you know, that may not be the way that this case ends up. You know, we don't know how the U.S. Supreme Court is going to rule in Wisconsin's case. But by granting that stay that was requested by Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel, a Republican, what the U.S. Supreme Court has done is said we're going to keep the Republican-drawn legislative maps in place while this case proceeds. And what that means practically, at least according to the experts that I've talked to, is that it makes it more likely that those Republican-drawn maps will be in place for the 2018 election cycle. So why is that significant? Well, you know, every election cycle, every election is significant, but some of the senators that get elected next year will be senators who are drawing maps in the next round of redistricting potentially. So, it's kind of one of those cases, one of those issues that goes on and on.
Does that indicate to you that stay on that decision that the wind may be blowing in a certain direction, maybe in the GOP's favor at this point?
I mean, there's a kind of a couple schools of thought on that. One school of thought is that you have on the court five justices who are potentially willing to believe the GOP side of things here, that one reason that you grant a stay, one reason among many, is that you might think that, one side has a chance of winning on appeal. In this case, it could be a sign that Supreme Court justices, five of them, think that Republicans will win this case on appeal. That might not be why they're doing it, though. They might think, well, we don't want to disrupt things while this case proceeds, so let's keep things on hold. We don't know if we don't know how we're going to rule in this case, so let's not be too disruptive while we decide that. So you can read into it, but it's not good for the plaintiffs. They wanted to get this map out of here. The Democratic plaintiffs have brought the case, but we don't know exactly what it's going to mean for the case itself.
Sean Johnson is with us, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, and we're talking about the news today that the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to take up Wisconsin's partisan redistricting case. And Sean, the lower court agreed that Wisconsin's voting maps amounted to unconstitutional partisan gerrymandering. They agreed with the challengers. What did they say?
Yeah, so that was a 2-1 decision that was issued last year. And when these redistricting cases go through federal court, they go to 3-judge federal panels. In this case, the judge who wrote the decision that struck down Wisconsin's Republican-drawn legislative map was a appointee of President Ronald Reagan. The judge who joined him was a Democratic appointee. The judge who dissented in that case was a Republican appointee. But you had a Republican and a Democratic appointee who decided that Wisconsin's maps amounted to an unconstitutional partisan gerrymander that silenced the voices of Democratic voters, that made it impossible for them to influence, the legislative majorities in Wisconsin just because of their political belief. You know, it had shut them out of the process because of their political beliefs. And that Wisconsin, while it's a closely divided state in statewide elections, like for president or for governor, that closely divided nature was not reflected in races for the legislature, where Republicans had maintained or grown their majorities.
And we're going to hear a little bit from Paul Smith now of the Campaign Legal Center. Sean, if you could tell us a little bit about Paul Smith.
Paul Smith is the lead attorney for the Campaign Legal Center, which is carrying this case for Democratic plaintiffs who are challenging it. And he said this is a really significant case nationally.
The court has always felt like a certain amount of politics is tolerable. You've got to give us a test that tells us which ones go too far. And in this case, we're dealing with a really extreme and largely undisputed partisan gerrymander in Wisconsin, one of the worst in modern history.
So one of the things you heard Paul Smith allude to there is kind of why they chose Wisconsin to bring this case. I mean, there are partisan gerrymanders in other parts of the country, but they feel like as part of their test for the court, plaintiffs wanted to have a proof of intent. You know, they wanted to be able to tell the court there was an intent to create this partisan advantage. And there was this lengthy factual record in Wisconsin's case showing that when Republicans drew up these maps, they chose the most Republican skewed map over a variety of other alternatives that would have satisfied, you know, other constitutional requirements of redistricting.
And Sean, Justice Anthony Kennedy is seen as being particularly pivotal in this case. Why him in particular?
So back in 2004, the last time the court really dug into this idea of whether or not it can get involved in partisan redistricting cases, they had a 4-4 split basically on the court. 4 justices who said, yeah, we need to get involved in this case. 4 justices who said, you know, this isn't our place. And Justice Kennedy in the middle, who said, okay, we shouldn't get involved in this 2004 case, this Pennsylvania case, but in the future, the court should be open to partisan gerrymandering claims if somebody can come up with a workable standard for how we measure when partisanship gets too partisan. And so what you've got in the Wisconsin case is essentially plaintiffs have, from day one, been building this case to appeal to Justice Anthony Kennedy. And, you know, we still don't know how he's going to rule in this case. The court has a lot of new members, but it's similarly divided, kind of 4-4 with Justice Kennedy in the middle.
And so just briefly, is part of this case going to be whether there is a perceivable, workable standard to measure partisan gerrymandering?
Yeah, they're going to have to look at that. I mean, one of the things that plaintiffs have developed in this case is something called, they call it the efficiency gap, which looks at what they say call wasted votes. So these are votes that Democrats cast for, you know, in Wisconsin's case, Democrats cast when they don't need to in a heavily Democratic district or districts where Democrats come up just short in a losing effort. And the higher the efficiency gap, the higher the gerrymander. In Wisconsin's gerrymander, according to the political scientists who studied it and testified in court, Wisconsin's gerrymander is one of the most severe of any ever drawn over the last 40 years.
And Sean, as we wrap up, what is a timeline for this case? When could we feasibly expect some kind of a verdict?
So we don't know exactly. We know that the court's going to lay out a briefing schedule here soon. The court could hear oral arguments by late this year or early next year. So, you know, you might be looking in the realm of December, possibly. The court is almost certainly to rule on this case by June of next year. So, you know, what that means for the maps next year, we're not exactly sure. Experts say it's unlikely that the map's going to get swished before next November's election, but there is that possibility.
Sean, thanks a lot for coming in and sharing with us today.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, joining us to talk about news today that the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to take up Wisconsin's partisan redistricting case.
Coming up, we'll talk to U.S. Representative Ron Kind. Stay with us here on Central Time.